This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Ksuvos Daf Lamed Ches. We're on Lamed Ches, the Mid Beis, 7 lines down, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But to understand what we're up to, it's worthwhile for us to look back on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. And there we have about 12, 13 lines from the bottom. The Gemara said, Licha Detanya. So look back at that Brisa. Worthwhile to look at the Brisa of the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So we'll understand what the Gemara is doing over here. So it says like this, Asher lo arasa, and this is just an elaboration of the Mishnah, speaking about a girl who was raped. So it says, Asher lo arasa, she was not an arasa, meaning she never had erisin. Prat la narash, and it's arash, and it's garsha. This comes to exclude a nara who had erisin once upon a time, and now she's a grusha, although she's still a basula. Shein lo kanas, di Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's no kanas at all, because the din only applies to a girl who never had erisin. The Akiva Omer Yesh La Knas. Now there is Knas. And we remind ourselves that this Brisa disagrees with the Mishnah, and we'll raise this contradiction a little bit later in the Shir. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there is Knas for this girl who is a Basula, who is raped now, even though she had Erisin once upon a time. And not only that, the Knas still goes to the father, as opposed to the Mishnah who says the Knas goes to her, according to Rabbi Akiva. And Vahadinose, Rabbi Akiva says, and it's logical to say that way, that the father is still getting the Knas. Why? Who will Vavia Zakai Bekesef Kidushel, Vavia Zakai Bekesef Knasa? Since the father is pillaged to get of Kesef Kidushin and gets the Kesef Knas, so Ma Kesef Kidushel, Afal Pishin, is Arsham is Garsha. Lavia, just like when it comes to Kidushin. Even though you had a girl who had Erisin once upon a time and she's divorced, if she's now married off again, the money goes to the father. Af Kesef Knasa, Afal Pishin, is Arsham is Garsha. Lavia should go to the father. Yim Kain Ma Tamalomar Ashelo Arasa. So what does Ashelo Arasa come to exclude? According to Rabbi Akiva, it sounds like that even if she had erisin, there's still kanas. So what does that phrase teach us? It's mufne, it's free, it's extra, lahakish, lovel, adonai, amen, ugzeir, shava, to compare and learn ugzeir, shava. And the ugzeir, shava here is going to compare ones to mefat, if you remember, that that just like that, it says 50 when it comes to ones, rape, and it says shekel, yishko, when it comes to mefat, and I now link both to the other to know that in both cases, it's 50 shekel. And I know to link the two because of this gzera shava. Both in mefate and ones, it says the first ashelo arasa. Ma kan nun, just like here, when it comes to rape, it's 50. Afla halan nun, so too when it comes to mefate, it's 50. Umal halan shkolim, and just like over there, since it says the word yishkol, but it comes to mefate, I know it's shekel. Afkan shkolim, so too by rape, it's shekel, so it's 50 shekel. Okay, so now we're going to go to 7 lines down on Amechesim and Beis, and we need to know now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does he know this 50 shekel that applies to both Ones and Mefate, if Asher Lo Arasa is not available, according to him, for this Gzera Shava? So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Mahai Svar Manalei, when does he know this logic, that we compare the two cases? So the answer is Nafkalei Mitetanya. He learns from this Brisa. We saw this Brisa earlier on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Mitetanya Kesef Shish Kol Kamar Habasulos. So they're already, I don't need to Gzera Shava Asher Lo Arasa to compare Ones to Mefate. The Pasuk itself compares the two. It says, Kesef Yishkol, when it comes to seduction, there should be payment of Shekel, Kimo HaBesulos, just like the dowry that's paid for Besulos when they're raped, which is in Parshas Kiseitse. So I already know to compare the two. Sheyehezek Kimo HaBesulos, that this case of seduction of Mefate should be like Mor HaBesulos, the dowry paid to a Besula, which is 50, umor habesulos kazeh, and the mor habesulos meaning the payment for rape for ones in Pashas Kiseitse, which doesn't tell me what the currency is that I'm paying. I know it's 50. I don't know what 50 should be. Mor habesulos kazeh should be like this. It should be yishkol. It should be shekel. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili is covered, and now we go to our stira. Kasha, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva. I have a stira. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, it's true that a girl who had erisin once upon a time, and now she's divorced, and now she's raped, it's true that there still is knas, but the knas changes a little bit. It goes to her, and not to her father. But the case of the Brisa says the father, it still goes to the father. So it's a stira, answers the Gemara. Yeah, we have two Tanoim, and they're both saying what they heard in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now, new question. Which makes more sense, the Mishnah or the Braisa, in Rabbi Akiva's position? Meaning, the Mishnah, which at least has some change, that if the girl had Erisin once upon a time, and now she's divorced, and now she's raped, okay, there is Knas, but the Knas at least is no longer going to the father of the co-star. Or the Braisa, which says, no, everything stays the same. Everything is the same. The girl, even though she had Erisin and now she's divorced and now she's raped, it's still going to the father. What makes more sense? The Gemara says like this: Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva, Dimas Nisin. Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah makes a little sense. Lo Asher Gzera Shava Umafka Le Lekrav Mi Pashte Legamri. That the Gzera Shava that links Asher Lo Arasa Asher Lo Arasa Ones to Mefata at least doesn't take the pasuk out of its simple pshat. The simple pshat of the pasuk is that a girl who Asher Lo Arasa and never had Erisin, that's the girl who gets where there's a payment of Knas. But a girl who had Erisin once upon a time. So you're not going to have the Knas, okay? So at least the Mishnah says, okay, there is Knas, but at least it's a little bit different. So you don't take the Pasuk out of its complete simple pshat. At least there's a change after Erisin somewhat. Elul Rabbi Akiva de Braisa, Asik Zereshava, Mafka Mipashti Legamri. According to the Braisa, the Zereshava that connects Ashelo Arasa, Onis to Mefate, tells me ignore Ashelo Arasa. Ignore the simple pshat and as if it doesn't exist. Meaning the Knas is there and it goes to the father. Why are you allowing the Gzeres Shavah to take the Pashut Pshat out of the Pasuk? You tell me you're ignoring the fact that the Pasuk is telling you that a girl who once upon a time had Erisin doesn't have Knas? You're ignoring that completely? So the Gemara says, Amar Avnach Ba'Yitzchak, I'll tell you, no, there's still a Pshat in the Pasuk that's not being ignored. How so? Kari Be'ah Sher Lo Arusa. No, you could say it like this. You know what the pasuk means? The pasuk means that a girl who is an arusa, who is raped when she is, or when she's now married, she's betrothed, she's an arusa, that's the girl, a girl who's raped, that's a girl who has no payment of knas. Asher lo arusa, when do you pay a knas when, she's not an arusa right now. If she's an arusa right now, then you're gonna pay a knas. If she's an arusa right now, rather, then you are not going to pay a knas. What does that mean? It means that if now was an arusa, but now she's divorced, so then, that would mean that you do pay a knas. It's only when she's currently in Arusa that you're going to tell me there's no payment of Knas. So maybe, Rabbi Akiva, there is a pshat in the pasuk of the phrase Asher Lo Arasa that makes a lot of sense. So what's this? Says the Gemara, hold on one second. That is very difficult. Why is that difficult? Because the Gemara says, Arusa Baskili. What do you mean? A man who has beer with an Arusa, so she's Chayiv Skila. He's also Chayiv Skila. It's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So there's there, what do I need a pasuk to tell me that in that case there's no Knas? Of course there's no Knas. He's Chayiv Misa, she's Chayiv Misa. It's Kam Levi Darabi Minei. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Obviously, the pshat in the pasuk is that when it says Asher Lo Arasa, it means a girl who has not had Erisin ever is where you pay the knas. But a girl who had Erisin, there is no knas. So it's still a kasha and Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, no, not so difficult. Gosalka datechamino hoil v'chidush hu shechidshe Torah b'knas. I would have thought, since Knas in general is a Chiddush, and maybe I would say that even though he's Chayiv Misa, he would have to pay the Knas anyway, comes the Pasuk to say, Asher Lo Arasa. You know when you pay when you don't pay Knas? When she's an Arusa currently. But Asher Lo Arasa, but if you have a girl, when you have someone who's currently an Arusa, so that's where you're part of Knas. But had she been a Knas, she'd be Chayiv in the past, so then you're not going to be Knas. You tell me it's, what do you mean? If a girl's an Arusa, it's obvious there's no payment of Knas. I don't need a pasuk to teach me that. No, not true. Maybe, because since Knas is a Chiddush, maybe I would have thought, I would have Amina, that there would have been a payment of Knas even if you raped a girl who's Mamish and Arusa right now. So that's why I need, the simple pshat in the Pasuk, Asher Lo Arusa, can be understood, at least one pshat, according to Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, Barul Rava Da'amar Chiddush Shechidsha Torah B'Knas, that Afagav Demikta Mishale, Mayikul Memor. We had Rabbas a couple of times in the past, according to him. him that it is a chiddush. Kanas is such a chiddush that I know you're going to be chayav. I know that you're going to be chayav to pay kanas. Even though the person is chayiv misa. So what are you going to say according to this? How would a rabbi explain the phrase asher lo orasa, or as the way we're trying to explain it, asher lo arusa, that he can't explain that it's what? That it's exeris a kasa of that if a man rapes on a woman who is currently in Arusa is exempt from the fine, right? It's not true, because according to him, he's chayim in the fine. So he wouldn't have any pshat in that pasuk. So I'm back to the same question. There's, how else would I understand the phrase asher lo arusa, or going back to the difficulty with Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara answer is not a problem. Sarvalak, Rabbi Akiva de Masnissen. Rabbi would must have to follow the Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah, meaning Rabbi would say, you're right, absolutely right. Asher lo Arusa cannot be learned. You have to learn as Asher lo Arusa. Aye. So why you say so? But now you're changing the hope shot from the simple shot of the pasuk. Now the answer is I'm not, because if you hold like Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, then there is a change. Asher lo Arusa. When do we say that there's a payment of kanas? So Asher lo Arusa. Had she had Arison at some point, then it's going to change. What's it going to change? The kanas is going to her, not going to the father. So Rabba would have to hold like Rabbi Akiva or Mish. Tana Rabbanan, kanas olami. So who does the kanas go to? So here, same topic. Laviha. So the Tana Kama says it goes to the father. The Eshomrim laatzma goes to her. Laatzma amai. Why is it going to her? The pasuk says it goes to the father. So we know the Yukimto. Amarav chisto hacha ben arish nisarish miskarsh eskinin. We're not dealing with the regular Nara case. We're talking about a Nara who had Erisin once upon a time, and now she's a Grusha. Aye. So how do you explain the Machlokes? Tana Kama says it goes to the father. The Eshomrim says it goes to her. V'kamif legibit plukta de Rabbi Akiva de Masnissen, Rabbi Akiva de Braisa. And the goof of the Machlokes here is whether we follow Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah or Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, meaning the opinion in the Braisa, the Tana Kama that says Kanasa Lemi goes la'aviha, goes to the father. That's Rabbi Akiva the Braisa, who says nothing changes. After Shad Erison, nothing changes. It goes to the father. Asher lo arasa is needed for the Xerah Shavah. And the Yeshomim that says no, goes la'atzma. She does get Kanas, not like Rabbi Yosef Engel, who says there's no Kanas at all. She still gets Kanas, but it's going to her, not to the father. That's Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah.